What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. If you want to find more episodes just like this one, there's over, I think, 70 episodes. You can go to under10fitness.com. You know, the reason I invented the show or created it was because when I first started working out, I found it really hard to find good content that either wasn't some kind of gimmick or sales. And so I've cut all of that gimmick and sales stuff out of it and just bring you the best content in health and fitness. And on the phone with me today is Megan Gillespie, and we've been following Megan's journey towards her first bikini competition. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you, Drew.
Great. Hey, so your competition's coming up in, it's March, April, May. So you've got about 2 months or so?
Yeah, it's 7 weeks away. I was counting down, it's 46 days. I'm so excited.
46, okay. So do you have like a little countdown calendar or something?
Yes, I do, yeah. Every calendar, the ones in my bedroom, in my kitchen, and at work, I have a countdown on.
Oh, hey, that's a really good idea, because then you're keeping yourself, you're reminding yourself constantly, right?
Right. Yeah, it's good motivation for sure.
Huh. Where'd you come up with that idea?
You know, I mean, it was just something I did just so I have something to look at every single day. Like when I first started, I just automatically started counting the weeks down and the days down. And I think it really holds me more accountable. So then I'm like, oh, I'm only 7 weeks away, you know, 46 days. I really have to be strict with my diet and, you know, go to the gym every morning.
Hey, that's good. That works. Yeah, holding yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the sleep aspect of it, because this is something that sometimes doesn't get addressed, how important sleep is. Are you pretty regimented with your sleep, or how do you work that out?
Yeah, if I don't sleep, I feel like I'm the worst person to be around, especially with training. So every morning I have to get up at 4:30 to do fasted AM cardio. And then every afternoon after work, I go back to the gym and do weights. You know, getting up really early and then having to do, you know, work all day and then work out all night. I find it really important to go to bed at like a decent time. I usually try and go to bed between like 8:30 and 9:30. And that's even on the weekends too, just so your body can really recuperate.
Okay. And then, well, if you're going to bed at 8:30 or 9, are you getting a full 8 hours or 9 hours of sleep?
Yeah, because I do my cardio at 4:30 in the morning. So from 8:30 to 4:30, I feel like that's a pretty full night's rest. Maybe a little bit too much, but I love my sleep, and I feel like that's the best way for your body to actually, you know, fix itself, or, you know, to build that muscle and stuff, because it needs to rest before anything.
Right. That is when your muscles go into a rebuild mode, is when you're actually sleeping. Also, you got to think about the mental aspect of it. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're a cranky pot. I mean, we all are if we don't get enough sleep. And then it's harder to have that self-control to avoid, you know, eating any kind of snacks and just staying on the path. So 8.5 hours,
yeah, you're
getting plenty of sleep, which is something that we kind of forget about. And then, so how do you find that you have regimented that? Do you have to cut some things out, or?
Absolutely. It's all about, you know, there's even balance. You know, I try and make myself go have fun, because I don't do that enough. I'm so strict with my diet and my training and working that, you know, it's really hard to find that balance, but you have to. So, what was your question, Drew?
just how do you find time, and how do you protect your sleep? Do you have to say no to certain things, because there's always something going on? Somebody's having a party, somebody's having a get together. So, I imagine you've had to learn how to say no to people.
It's all about sacrifices and really just striving for what you want and, you know, making sure that your priorities are straight and setting up that goal and have that goal to work towards. And it's been hard. And I feel like a lot of my friends, because they're not, you know, they're not bikini competitors in training or anything, they don't necessarily understand. Like, oh, well, why can't you just, you know, go out with us tonight? I'm like, because I have to go to bed early, you know, and like, it is. It's hard to find that balance, and a lot of people don't understand it. You know, it makes me feel bad, but I'm like, I only have 7 more weeks until I compete, and then I could, you know, go out and have fun. So if I just stay strict, then I know it's going to be worth it.
And have you found yourself scheduling things a little more accurately and a little more strictly?
Yeah, I actually have to like plan out my weekends. Like, I'm like, I can only hang out on like this Friday night between 6 and 7, because then on this day I have to do this and that. Like, I definitely have to plan it out, and I have to write it out, and it's weeks in advance too. So, but that's what helps you be more successful. You have to be organized and yeah.
And when you're competing against, of course, yourself, but you're going to be competing against other women who are, they're doing the same thing. And so you need to be on top of your game as well. So that's really cool that you just planned your life. Do you feel like you're more empowered now that you've taken charge?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's definitely has changed my mentality on everything. Like, I have more self-control and discipline and respect and confidence for myself. And it's really just, like, it's been all around transformation, like mind and body.
We talk about the body a lot, and, oh, it's cool, you've lost 10 pounds, but what about the fact that you've gained more respect for yourself, and then from the people around you, has your other lives or the other areas of your life improved, such as work? Are you doing better at work, or...?
Mm-hmm. I just got a new promotion too, and I feel like that has a lot to do with, confidence and, hardworking. Like, I work hard in the gym, and it just kind of transfers into my personal life as well. You know, I work hard at work as well, and it's made me more strict, more organized, self-disciplined and stuff, and I feel like you need that not only for working out, but you also need that for work too. It's traits and skills that you could carry with you in all different aspects of your life, and it's nice to be finally, I guess, learning that now, like pushing myself and being able to apply all of that knowledge and skills to everything, you know?
Well, first of all, congratulations on the promotion. That's awesome.
Thank you, Drew.
Absolutely. And I always say that when I leave the gym, because I like to work out first thing in the morning like you, that the rest of the day is a piece of cake, because I just did the hardest thing that I'm going to do all day. And now I can focus on being really good in the other areas, like life.
Oh, I love that you say that. I had never even thought about it like that, but that's such a good point of view.
It's all downhill from here. I just did... nothing else is going to be physically this hard, and then I can just put more energy and more focus into working harder and being better about my family and just being better. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as we're wrapping it up, man, that 10 minutes just flew by. I want to talk about where people can go to find more information and content from you. You can hit you up on Instagram at mega_fit17. And then we're going to put up a post on under10fitness.com. So if you want to check out more, you can find Megan there. And is there anything else you want to finish up here?
No, I think that's all. Thank you so much, Drew.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being on the show. Again, this is Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. And we'll catch you later. Until then, remember, stay motivated.